This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. We're continuing a day-to-day programming tradition this week. It's called Holiday Leftovers. These are stories that led the show and many dinner table conversations months ago, and now you don't know what happened to them. For instance, Larry Craig. You recall the supposedly toe-tapping senator from Idaho arrested last summer in an airport bathroom sexting. He pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct charges. He said he would quit the Senate, then he didn't. A few days ago, I spoke with Dan Popke. He's a reporter for the Idaho Statesman, to ask, what now?
Out here in little old Idaho, people are pretty much fatigued by this story. But the senator did unresign and remains in office. He's been issuing press releases, occasionally getting up on the Senate floor to speak. He says he's going to make energy independence the hallmark of his final year in office.
So
he's working away. This week he was in D.C. shepherding around the man that he would like to succeed him, our Lieutenant Governor Jim Risch.
What's happening legally? He's still trying to get the original guilty plea voided. When does that get decided?
He lost at the district court level and appealed to the Minnesota Court of Appeals. The briefing schedule shows that Craig is to file his brief, I believe, the second week of January is when it's due. And then, of course, the government will have its chance to respond, and the case will be scheduled for oral arguments, and it will be, you know, months before we know what the Court of Appeals says. And if he doesn't like the result there, or if the government doesn't like the result there, there is always the Minnesota Supreme Court.
His fellow Republican senators were trying to get him to leave. Do you know how he's getting along in Washington? How do they deal with him?
Well, he is now, you know, sits at the end of the table in the committee rooms. Despite his 17 years in the Senate, he's now treated as a junior member when it comes to doing committee business. The most interesting thing about your question is there has been no movement that we can tell in the Ethics Committee. And that was the hammer that Republican leadership used. You'll remember that immediately they filed a complaint with the Ethics Committee and said, we want this man investigated, and they were threatening public hearings and so forth. Well, he called their bluff on that, and as far as we know, the Ethics Committee is still in the preliminary inquiry phase and haven't decided yet whether to make it a full-blown investigation.
So Senator Craig continues in office. He's not resigning, but he says he's not running for re-election again. This will be his last year. You said Idahoans are feeling a little bit of fatigue, maybe frustration. I don't know. How are they viewing it?
Well, I think people are really just very tired of the story. I think most people have made up their minds about whether they think the senator is telling the truth or not. We did a story the first week of December in which we outlined 5 new allegations, bringing the total to 8, not counting the police officer in the airport. And many of our readers said, we really wish you hadn't told us all that. We didn't need to hear what else he's accused of doing. We didn't need to hear the grim details of anonymous homosexual sex. But, I mean, there are still people who are talking about this. And I was at an event the other night, and there was a local comedy team, very talented guys, doing their bit, and there was a Larry Craig theme in their Christmas comedy show. So people are still talking about it. We're doing things like reporting on the senator's whereabouts. So he was in Bali for the global warming summit that the UN held a week or so ago. He will be in Pasadena on January 1st, though he won't be going to the football game. He will be inspecting the floats.
Dan Popke of the Idaho Statesman with an update on Idaho Senator Larry Craig. Dan, thank you.
You're very welcome.